Tanya, for the 14th of Kislev, Yud Dalet Kislev, is in the Kuntis Achim, Daf Kuf Samach Ahmed Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 622. And we are beginning the essay, the sixth essay, David Zmireis Kadisalo. In the earlier Kuntis, the Alter Rebbe explained how the study of Torah elevates the world and purifies the unholy, elevating the divine sparks that have fallen into unholiness and so on. In this Kuntis, the Rebbe explains how there's a level of Torah that is much higher than its relationship to the world and its effect on the world, where in fact the world is completely insignificant compared to the halacha and to the Torah. David's Mireis Karisaluhu, David HaMelech was criticized because he referred to Torah as song, where David HaMelech says in Tillim that your teachings, your laws are my song, the Torah is my song, and because of this, he forgot the halacha. When he brought back the Arein from the Plishtim, he put it on a wagon and forgot that the Arein had to be carried on the shoulders of Jews. So the punishment for calling Torah song was that he forgot a halacha. The Alter Rebbe will explain what is the terrible sin of referring to Torah as song, and why is the appropriate punishment the forgetting of a halacha. Hine b'zehar, we find in the Zehar, Shvacha d'Yadayso Renono, that Torah is a praise of God and a song of God's greatness. So we see that it is appropriate to refer to Torah as song. So to understand what is the praise of God in Torah is basically the record of what is kosher and what is not, what is fit and what is unfit, and so on. So kishezeh osrei mutar, when we learn that something is permitted or prohibited, how is that a praise to God? So this will be similar to the statement in the Tillim, Magodlu Masecha, and the Eid Omku Machshaveisecha. So the question is, we say how great are God's deeds and how deep are his thoughts, shouldn't the thoughts be described before the deed? First there is thought and then there is deed. So the answer is that it is through the acts, through the deeds, through what God does, that we recognize the depth of his thought, how profound his thoughts are. Kihine neidam, it is known, shekol ha'olam esoyein v'tachtainim, tluyim b'digduk mitzvah achas. All the worlds, the higher and the lower, are dependent on the detail of a mitzvah. Derech Moshe, for example, Yim HaKorban Kosher Nase Yichud El Yein Ve'elim Kol Ha'elim Eis L'Kabu Chayusam V'Shifa. If a korban is brought properly, then all the worlds are elevated through that korban, and the world receives its life and its energy, its sustenance. The Im Shino, but if the person or the kohen changes from the appropriate behavior and brings the carbon in an inappropriate way, Shekibul Hadam Bismele, for example, he received the blood in the left hand rather than the right hand, or he took the blood of the sacrifice in a vessel that was not appropriate, it wasn't a kosher vessel, or that there was some separation of a foreign substance that separated the blood from the vessel, and other such details. Then that interferes with the elevation of the world, and the world does not receive its energy and its sustenance from the source of life, which is God. The same is true also with tefillin, that when they're kosher, the wearing of tefillin that are kosher brings about a revelation of the divine wisdom of divine Mechin, which is the source of life for all the worlds. Obedigduk echad, and with one detail wrong, nifsolim, the tefillin become puzzle, unfit, umistalkin ha-mechin. And then the presence of God's wisdom, of God's mechin, is lost and retreats from the world. So the world is dependent on a detail of a mitzvah. The same is true also of the details, the minute details of the negative commandments. The hilkoch, therefore, the person who is contemplating, magod l'maaseh Hashem, how great are the creations of God, sheberi b'ha'ele mezuchol tzavon, in the number of worlds. And all the host of all the worlds, Ech Kulam Betalim Bimatis Lagabi Digduk Echad, Midigduke Teza. And then considers how all these worlds, for all their greatness and for all their numbers, are completely dependent on one detail of one mitzvah of Teza. Shehu Eimik Machshav El Yena V'Chachmose. Teza is the profound thought of the divine wisdom. Hashem bedigdu kal elam kol ha'elam esu mekabum chayusam v'shifam, that with one detail, a slight detail, all the worlds can be elevated and they receive their life and their sustenance. Oyla hepechas v'sholim, or the opposite, with one slight detail, the world loses its energy and loses its life. Umizen is beining dulas enik machshavti yisbarei, so from this, we can contemplate, we can get a glimpse of the greatness and the depth of God's thought. So from Magod L'Ma'asecha, we get an idea of Ma'ed Omku Machshavei Secha, which is the Machshava of Teza. Because the details of Teza is what the entire world, the Magod L'Ma'asecha, is dependent on. Shehu B'chinas B'ligvul V'tachlis, the depths of God's thought are endless and without end, they're infinite. O ma'alosa le'inket v'tachlos al ma'alos chayis kol ha'ilam veis, and they are much greater, endlessly greater, than the life of the world, shekol chayusam shefeya midigduk echad mimena. Because all the energy and all the life of the worlds, of the created condition, all come from and depend on a detail of Teza. Shehu nimshach mimekezei, and this detail of Teza comes from its source, hu eimik machshavtei yisbareich, which is the profundity of God's thought in Teza, kemei sar ha'odam ha'nimshach mimekezei al derech moshul, kemei denatikunim va'id v'rabba. As, for example, is known in Kabbalah that the hair that grows on the head of a person comes from the brain. So this then was the great joy that David HaMelech felt when he brought the Oren, which contained the Luchis, back to Eretz Yisrael. He was singing and rejoicing with Sameach Libei, to bring joy to his heart, Be'esik HaTeza, in the study of Teza, Be'es Tzazose, at a time of his trouble. So that the consideration of the greatness of Teza is what relieved David HaMelech of his pain, because whatever pain there exists in the world, it is totally insignificant compared to the slightest detail in Teza, which can determine the condition and the state of the world. In the Hayyim Yom for the 14th of Kislev, the Rebbe writes that when we bench with a cup of wine, even if there aren't 10 people benching together, and the cup is held in the palm of the hand with the fingers extending upwards, you hold the cup from the statement that Rabbi said in his own benching until the conclusion of the third bracha, and then you put the cup back on the table. In one of the Sikhes, the Rebbe Rashab explained the Tzadik Rebbe is saying. My father explained that there is a Tzadik, Yashar, Tamim, and Chosid. There are different titles of different kinds of people. Tzadik, what is a Tzadik? A person who performs all the positive mitzvahs, and therefore he brings into the world the revelations of godliness that the mitzvahs bring. Yashar, who is a Yashar? Is a person who abides by the 365 negative commandments. And that brings into the world a revelation that is higher than the source of the world. A tamim, and that's because of the bittul of not doing what God doesn't want, which is even higher than doing in the positive that those things that God does want. Tamim, what is a tamim? Tamim is ernstkeit, earnestness. And this is a revelation of that level of godliness in which the taste of the tree is similar to the taste of the fruit, which means a combination of that which is higher than the world with that which is part of the world. A combination of Seviv Kolalman with Mimala Kolalman. Higher than all of them is the Chosid. And in this there are three levels. One is that all matters of the world do not distract or confuse him. Every one of them, every person, can reach this level, and every person is required to reach this level. Number two, a chosid is the person for whom all the issues of his life are godliness. And although this is not very far from you, this is available to all human, to all people, yet it really is not probable for everybody. So it's somewhat difficult to attain. Number three, is that what it says in Tikkunei Zeyar, that who is a chosid, ha-mitchased im kainei im kandilei. And the Tanya explains that that means to bring about, the chosid is one who does his mitzvahs in order to bring about a oneness between Kudsha Berichu and the Shechina, not only to satisfy the thirst of his own neshama, but he does the mitzvahs for the sake of God and the oneness within God.